I spoke about the remarkable shita with what is called the shita dechuya. The shita dechuya. I spoke about the barichah with a big fanfare. Jewish woman lives with a non-Jewish man. She may be, according to one opinion, permissible to marry a kohen. The other one is the fairish not. So we call it a shita dechuya, at least for, you know, how we look at the kohen, that, you know, maybe he has one shita to rely upon. We'll see soon where that takes us. And maybe the children shouldn't be chalom, shouldn't go to cemeteries. So someone told me yesterday something amazing. Could be even the Ramah is relying on the shita post facto. This is one of the most amazing Ramahs you'll find. This is a Darke Moshe in on the tour Simon Zion. It's called Sifkaton Yud Gimel. Now, there were situations as follows. Many women, unfortunately, we live in a Baruch Hashem, a blessed society. There were forced conversions. I read it to you, it's a Chuvas Arosh. Noshim Shemiru Bishas Hashmad and the Emas Mavis. They're trying to kill him. Either convert or be killed. Altonis Chavercha Shatagilim Kom. Okay. They escaped. Chazul Adasa Emes. Mutaras Labalein. They go back to their husbands. Why? Because before she converted, she wouldn't have been saved if she wanted to do znus. They would kill her anyway, because she's Jewish. Once she converts, why should she agree to be mizana with them? And we're not afraid that they stopped, had a good time to be mizana. Leave them lashamayim. Miyad she always say, yachol levroach borcha. She ran away as soon as she possibly could. Okay. Problem is, what if a husband is a Kohen? They took her and they captured her because they wanted to convert her. And she would, you know, she wouldn't give in, but she might have been violated. What are you doing about a Kohen? If she converted so as to avoid being killed, and she ran away as soon as she could, permissible to a Yisrael, asur to a Kohen. But she could have run away, and she didn't run away. Afilu lebali Yisrael asura. Because she could have run away, so you can't view this as an onus anymore. Catch this next line. Omnam b'gzeras ostreich. That's Austria, there's a big gzera there. Hutra pi gedolim gamken lebalein. Afilu lekohenim. The double whammy, we don't understand. She could have run away and she didn't. I mean, she was living with a man, a guy, you can't even call it an onus. She'd be prohibited to her husband and certainly to a Kohen, etc. V'li nira, says the Ramah. This is a quotation of the of Chumas Hadesh. Says the Ramah, after the Agdolim Sheitiru Lab Medina, Helim Shem Tzorech Shah. Shirosh Yeshchas V'Shalom Lochosh La'osel L'Noshim. Can you imagine this? The rabbis made a decision based on future concerns. This is an amazing line over here. Shemiedu, these women who were taken captive and they couldn't run away, but they didn't. You know, again, it's so hard to judge these people. They didn't run away at the first opportunity. Shemiedu, if they know these women based on previous experience of other women, Shloyarzu lebal nurehen. They will not be able to go back to their husband of their youth. Shloyi kalkulum. They'll just forget. They'll just stay with the guy. V'lochenekilu. What's this, reform? We're reform. Matan isim in a Torah. Just because they're afraid that they're going to stay by the with their goyish boyfriends. Says the Ramah, incredibly, they relied on the most incredible principle called Makash Ad Rabbana Makadish. Yesh Biat Bezin Lafkue Kiddushim Minayu Vahavu Kipnuyos. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. V'afim zinu mutaras lebalei and kein nirali. So even if they were mezana, they were never married. Pilei ploy mamsh. Says Avni Malum, quote on the bottom over here, in the footnote 5. Loivanti. To nivel the apostle, I feel the penuya. Now I'm in ifslo the kuna. Can mabekach shevkiu the kedushin as holson ke penuyas vitzarech iyun. How can it be? Some want to say today's kohanim. We're not sure they're really kohanim. Da 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 da. Amazing. So, in the Otzer HaPoskim, on this very issue, he has an incredible line, but a line which should be familiar to us from our previous discussions. He says, he quotes from a sefer called the Reishis Bikurim, who says, yes, it's true. G'dolim sheitiru az neshei kohanim itam afkinu, avle kipnuyos. Ulai samchu bazal shita sara. Oh, do you believe it? This ra'ah that we thought the shita dechuya, I mean, it's not a normal shita, but nonetheless, b'shas atcha gadol, when this happened, because of their considerations of overwhelming significance, it should just be lost to Yiddishkeit forever, the ones rely upon this ra'ah post facto. Therefore, I'm not sure with or without afkinu. You can say afkinu, and if, like the Rabbi Simcha and his Chiddushin, that the ra'ah is limited to a case where they're single, so you have afkinu plus the ra'ah, or the way we thought the ra'ah is not even if they're married, we can be somewhat makel. And we had that Rabbi Natan, one version of Shita Mikubetzes, that even Eishes Tish is in, so the Akam was muteras, not only lebal, but even lebal. But Kitz HaNimritz, I just want to let you know this for all, which I discovered by accident, may actually be the base of a Furash Ramah, which is found over here not only in the Dake Moshe, but it's found in his Hagos Ramah, whoever the Shulchan Aruch can open it up, in Simin Zayin Sifyun Aleph. Ubishas Hazam Vahereg Rav, Hitiru Rabosenu Lebala Yisrael, Ukisvara Harishona. That's the Bala Yisrael. Okay. Idea of Bala Kohen that was found in the Darkei Moshe. I don't see that over here in the Hagos Ramah.
Why don't we use the same logic for a Yisrael in a Kohen, a Manasseh?
No, because but it comes to a Kohen, even if she lived with a non-Jew against her will, she's still Asur. That's the difference. Bekitzer. Okay, just wanted to let you know that Maramok. Back again, since I was talking about this edition of the tour, so we got started with this. That's a Simen Zayin on Dr. Moshe Yud Gimel. Now we have Simen Hay, where we came from. Simen Hay. See if we can find things here. Oh. You may recall we had a Tosfos. The Tosfos said in the Shabbos that when it comes to an Isha, it's lo shayach misaris. So if those who have a Shulchan Aruch can open up to Beis Shmuel, Sivkot, and Hay, who asked the Kasha, what do you mean? Even with an Akeva. Shayach Sirus B'Masa. What do you mean it's not Shayach? Of course it's Shayach. So, the real answer is, with the Chasam Sofer, and others give, all it means is that it's not, the Halacha is not Shayach. When Tosa said, Lo Shayach Sirus B'Nashim, what's the Loma Din Sirus Lo Shayach B'Hem? Kevan She'en Lim Asa Eivorim She'Bohem Ikpida Torah. Aval pu'ula sirus vara she'echas shenitlo ha'em shelo, hysterectomy. That's considered an act of sirus, but it's not on the wrong organ. Only the male organs are found in the Torah, not the female organs. Penny has a chiddush nifla. Rabbi Sai, have you ever an androgynous? We haven't discussed that this year at all yet. I don't think so, right? Am I correct? It came up. Androgynous is a sad story. There's a certain Avarim of Zohar, Avarim of Nekeva, very, what they call today, today they have different names for everything, but the general category is quote-unquote ambiguous genitalia. That's what the pediatricians or neonatologists call it. It's a little bit not normal down there. So there could be a neighbor Zohar and a neighbor Nekeva. So the question we'll see later, when we learn later on Yavamis, what's halachic status? Some say it's a Zohar, some say it's a Nekeva, some say it's b'fnei atzmo. Even if you'll tell me that the Yohan Novi is going to come and say that this is a Nekeva, Afalpikein, if there's an act of Sirus on the Eber HaZohar, Chayev. Lo nismata Nekeva, elon evore Nekeva. This sounds very scientific and technical. When the Torah says that there's no Isser of Sirus, it doesn't say no Isser for women. There's no Sirus for the organs of women. But you can find a woman with an organ of a man. Sounds nuts, but it could be true when it comes to an androgynous. Then, according to the Chasam Sofer, there'd be an Isser of Sirus. Why do you say this? He answered a great kasha of the sefer called the Atzei Arozin, quoted over here and other sources as well. It's the Mishnah Kiddushin. You all know the Mishnah. Men and women are chayav in all also says in the Torah with two exceptions: Baal Tashchis, that's shaving with a razor, or Baal Takif, taking off the papes. So the question is, how come it's not mentioned? Sirus. Sirus alive in the Torah. Men are chayav, and women are potter. Does the Chasam Sofer, and it's not true. Women are also chayav. If a woman who is an androgynous and has an Eber HaZohar, she'd be chayav. Not man versus woman, it's male organs versus female organs. Wow. Just wanted to share this with you. You can, in this new tour, this Tour Amor, all this is quoted in footnote 7 on page Nun Vav. Yes, sir?
So, according to what we're saying is that if an androgynous wanted to, let's say, get a surgery to either become them, like to be more like a man or like a woman, you're saying that you would have to be more like a man.
There's a very serious problem, and we will discuss it. We should really discuss it now. That's the truth. I'm not prepared to discuss it now, but I really should be discussing it right now. There are serious problems of children who are born that way, and what do you do with them? So they traditionally make them into women. Even though they may be XY chromosomes, but surgically, it's easier to make these ambiguous situations into women. You just take away something. Much harder to make them into men to put in something. I'm not a plastic surgeon or whatever, neonatal surgeon or whatever you call these things. But the question becomes, how do you do that? Aren't you in violation of the Isser of Sirus? Especially given this idea of the Chasam Sofer. So, Belinetta, since you bring it to my attention, I didn't plan to discuss it now, but you say I really have to discuss it now. So maybe tomorrow, if I have a chance to look it up, I will. I'll talk about it. There are tshuvas about this. So there is other svar about this very case. It happens, unfortunately. It does happen. Yes, sir?
So a woman is luckily a man if she has a male labor?
That's another question. I'll tell you the question right now. Should the definition of who of whether the person is male or female depend upon what we see with our eyes when the person is born? Or should it depend on chromosomal tests? We have the ability to tell XX or XY. They didn't have that, of course, in the old days. Now that we have it, is that determinant? So, but yeah, I don't want to talk about it now.
So what was the fish?
Chiddush of the Chasam Sofer is that a Leon Navi would come and tell us this individual called androgynous is really in a cave. La'aloch. Afal Pikein, if we'll call the word she, okay? If she would remove the Eber HaZachar by just cutting it off, she'd be loki. That is the Date Rosam's Kasha. Even a quote woman could be chayav and serious as long as the male organ. A normally can't be, but in this fluky case, it can be. This one, this is found over here. You'll also find in the Otzer Aposkim here in Simen Hay, Sivkotten Samach Hay. Okay, Sivkotten Samach Hay. It's right there. Okay, the Taz in Sivkotten Zion also has something along these lines. You know, I didn't talk so befeirish, but let's read it to you. This is in Simen Hay. He says as follows. He quotes his father-in-law, the Bach. Okay? The Bach says, there's no difference between Shtia and Maise. It's all the same. And Lo Shayach Sirus Ben Akeva Ele Ashko. His father said it's all a matter of is it Taled or not Taled. And some of the Chemin we saw it was Taled of Chizkia and Yehuda, children of Rabbi Chia. And that's the distinction. Everything's Mutter when it's Taled, and everything's awesome when it's not Taled. Wow! He says, we might even see what's Biyadayim, Taled. He says, it's wrong. Tosfos just said, Ein Shayach Sirus B'Isha means Ein Isser Sirus Bo. That's what it means. That's what it means. Okay? Nechilik ben tzaleda le'ena mashim min ha'poskim. We don't hold from it. It's not true. So that's the Taz. So the Pesach Tshuva that I asked you to look at does discuss this issue. Quotes the Gemara that we had. The Bar Heter Zafil below tzaleda. That's the Beis Shmuel. He quotes the Marashal, Simon Memdala, says no. You need Tzaleda. It goes to various other sources. He has the Chasam Sofer. This is the one I told you. Simen Chof. A woman at Tzarei Royon. May she drink Kosh Ikrin. He says, you know, Atzi Arozim. We mentioned has a problem with it. He says, Atzi Arozim's Kasha is no Kasha. He doesn't give you the whole Torah I just read to you from the footnote. Isha Shalo Yold Adayin V'lo Kima Sheves Lo Tishta Kosh Ikrin. Because she has a Chiv to have a child. Unless it's for medical reasons. But she had Sheves, even cold, or even one child, permissible, even old Tsar Klal. That's if she's now presently single. Or if she's married, and in those days, the husband can take a second wife, or to divorce his first wife against her will. So therefore, if he wants to have more children, he has what to do. Take another wife or divorce the first wife. But nowadays, Rabbeinu Gershom's Cherem, you cannot take a second wife, nor can you divorce the wife against her will. Tzricha Rishus Mipaila. She has to get permission to her husband to have this operation, to have this drink called Shalikrim. Otis Ratzel, the Kabbal, get me menu. She has to be willing to accept the get from him. Omna, im huene rotzel the Garsha. He refuses to divorce her. Vigam Lolita na Rishus. He won't give her permission to do it either. Niruli, who wins? We're an impasse. Impasse! Chasam Sofer says, as I told you in the past, what I say to people, she wins. Eina mechuyevas etzar atzma neshibuda shemeshubedes lebal. V'hainal v'yeshva tzar godol if he rose eina more. The rabbi should make sure the woman is sincere, she has big tzar, and then she wins. As I told you before, generally the woman wins, whether she has more children or not, depending on the situation. For your oath anymore. This is a very important question. Sofer. Same shuvah that we still quoted in the footnote. Here, this part is called the Maisa part, the Pischet shuvah that I ask you to see. Sivkatan Yud Aleph. Okay. So now, Rabosai, we had discussed yesterday the Shita of the Toras Kohanim. Okay. Toras Kohanim. People say, where is that? What is that? It's a separate Sefer. It's a Sefer. The Medrash Halacha exists. On Shmos, by Yikra, by Midvar Devarim, Breishis has none. Shmos is called the Mechilta. In Vayikra, it's called the Toras Kohanim or the Sifra. And in Midvar Devarim, it's called the Sifri. Those are the names that were given by the Chazal to these volumes. You won't find them in the Gemara. Where is it? Somebody said, where'd you find it? I had to go downstairs to the Beis Medrash. Somebody told me where it was in the Chumash section. Because it's a parish on Chumash. If you want to get it, if you don't have this area itself, the Malbin. the Malbim and his Malbim Perish Chumash has always has the printed in black print there, the Medrash Halacha of the Chazal. So over here we have this Torah's Kohanim on the pasuk as I said to you before in Parshas Emor. It's Perik Chav Beis pasuk Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet. Okay. It's Perik Zion. What letter? Remember?
It's the end of
Perik Zion. Hold on. Very good. Very good. Thank you. It's Perik Zion of Yud Beis. This is the lashon of the Torah's Kohanim, as we have. Minayin shene kevus besirus. Tamiloma ki mashchasam behem mumbam. Rabbi Yud Omer, bohem. Ein the kevus besirus. It's only bohem. It's only males. Does not apply to females. Says the Ravid. The Ravid's printed on the bottom. Is it the real Ravid? Is it the same Ravid? We have no guarantee. Over here, there are two perushim. There's the Rashmi Shantz, and then there is the Ravid. Rashmi Shantz is for sure authentic, as I'm told. The Ravid, we're not sure it's the real Ravid. This is as follows. Hai Sirus Tamak Tanakama, Sirus Biodaimu, Shaliyachta Choaim Shalom. Don't take out a uterus. Teshla Tele. Aval Grama. This is the examples given. Kigon. Are they machol? Or are they mashke? Shemitztamekes or aim shalav any oledes? Should by certain food, eating certain foods or drinks, her uterus will somehow contract and she can no longer have children. Dovaze afli it beisha muteres. She'ena mitzuva. Alperia Verivia. By females, by males is also. Okay, very important rivet. It's an important rivet. Important rivet. You got an impression, we spoke about this a little bit yesterday, quoted from the footnote at the bottom of the Minchas Chinuch, footnote Zion, that there's certain leniencies when it comes to grammar. Keep it in mind. Having said this, we'll close this version. We're not done yet completely with the Torah's Kohanim. I want to read you something from the Otzer HaPoskim. Here in Siman Hei, Sifkot Ayin Beis. Quotes the first Tshuva in Avnei Nezer, Siman Aleph. Very important, Shaila. Halacha L'maisa. A woman was ailing. She had big pain, and the question was, is it permitted to, the doctors tell her, it's some danger, you better take some kosher liquor. And her husband had three boys, no pruru. Says, Avnei says, Mutter, Eina Mukhuyevas a Sakin Atzma. I Shom Apsom Hashem? No, that's not Motzi. We discussed enough your basement base at length. Is the man required to divorce her? No! You're not required to divorce your wife. Because divorce is very difficult. If you have no children at all, it's a different story. No Sheves. But here there's one, he had at least one child. So it's permissible. So what's the Avnei Nezer Siman Aleph, which is quoted over here? This is in Ayin Beis. Now, in Ayin Zion, I'm getting this is Otzer HaPoskim. On that then, the Mechaber writes, this is important. You can't tell a goy to neuter an animal, that's what they call it, so the animal should no longer be able to have children. Why not? There's a Gemara in Baba Metzia Daf Tzad, we mentioned it briefly yesterday. Either because Amir Lenachri is also B'Shari Suretor, not only in Shabbos. Or because, even worse, a goy is chayev in the midst of Sirus. Rab Chitzke Shita, the Machlokos had a Paskin, and Baba Metzia Daf Tzad, that's what's called from Sanhedrin. This Rab Chitzke, you know, it's a Machlokos. Either way, it's going to be us. Either us for this reason, or us for that reason. Now, what about having a goy do an operation for a human being who's a chola she'ein bo sakana. We don't pass like a v'chit, he says over here. A goy is not mitzuv al sirus. Yes, amir l'nachri. Amir l'nachri. See, he wants to say it's no amir, he's getting paid for it. That's very hard for me to understand. He says, well, look, having it done through a goy is no worse than shtias kol shalikrin. And he's only on the one who does the avera. This woman, especially she's sleeping, didn't do anything wrong. Having a surgery done through a goyish surgeon is more kal, he says, than drinking kol shalikrin. Wow. And he talks about even sirus shel ish with a non-Jewish doctor. Maybe only Yosef Amir Lanachri, and if he has to get paid, if you don't apply it. Fascinating tshuva over here, piece in Os Ayin Zayin, very relevant, Halacha L'maisa. Not to be passing this way, it's quite an interesting chiddush over here. Quite interesting chiddush in Os Ayin Zayin. Truth is, the best svara is from Mogan Avro. As the person is doing it for refuah purposes. It's what's called a davar she'ena miskavein with a psik resha. Keep that in mind. And a davar she'ena miskavein with a psik resha is mutter through a goy. What does that mean? The case over there is, I ask a goy to remove a pot from the fire so I can eat my cholent. He moves the pot from the fire. What happens? The pot is immersed in coals, so some of the hot coals will go cold, and the cold coals will go hot. So it's isim maver and isim mechaber. Da 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 da. Mutter. Psik reisha. They go is mutter. What's the lomdus? The Alter Rebbe explains. You didn't tell him to do maver and mechaber. You only told him to give you the pot of cholent. It was never an amir on the isim. So too over here, he wants to suggest as a refuah. A goyish doctor does it. It's only a psik resha that the person is becomes incapable of having children. And in a miskav, a psik resha is mutter through a goy. You told him to cure him from his medical problem. As an inevitable result, the individual becomes unable to have children. It's only a psik resha. We'll come to this a little later, if it's true or not. This is found over here in Otsra Poskim, Os Ayin Zayin. Fascinating. Fascinating. Even for a guy, yeah. Adam Chola. Chola Shem Basakana. He wanted to know, is it possible nowadays to have this? Yeah. There are certain situations of maybe prostate issues. I'm not a doctor. But it could be this can actually exist. Yes, sir.
Won't it be a problem that, because the doctors kind of have to tell you the side effects of the...
Right, so you're saying it should be worse than psychosis. We'll get that later. You're saying that Amir Lakam Psik Resha means I'm telling him to do this, give me the cholent, and as a result, secondarily, the calls go on and off. Here, you're telling him what to do, and what to do is in effect the act of even though your intention is only for medical reasons to avoid some choli, but the bottom line is the same action just goes in this. That's your question.
I mean, I'm saying a little bit more. Let's say like the case of the cholent. Right, you tell him go make the go get me the cholent, and he says, oh, but you know I'm gonna have to do these things that are usser, and you tell him go.
Still be mutter. If I get the cholent, he says, Chaim, when I pull the pot out of the cholent, the coals are gonna want it off. I say, John, get me the cholent. That's mutter because it's only a consequence.
Doesn't it sound like you're saying?
Yeah, it doesn't say. Get me the cholent. Don't say Chaim, put the coals on and off. Chaim, excuse me, John. Get me the chalt. That's a chol that she'ein bo sakana. If yesh bo sakana, then even with kavana it's mutter, because the guy is doing it. I said before, it's like kol shalikrin, even maybe mutter for a man. Like the Ritvo says by kol shalikrin, perhaps. But then, once we're on this topic, it says over here in the Pei Gimel, you're not permitted to sell a pet to a goy, when the Goy has in mind to give the pet right back to you if he finishes neutering the pet. There was a custom in certain places they did it, but it's a prohibited action. And the question is only whether they made a knas with the Eved, since people had this custom. This is absolutely prohibited. It's, if you hold it, the Chayvan series for sure is prohibited. But even if not, it's Amir Lenachri in effect. You can't pull his shtick. Okay, I had this question yesterday. A woman called me up. What should I do with a cat? So the cat was a female cat, a little bit more cow. But I still would not allow her to do this shtick, to give it to somebody and, you know, wink, wink. I'm selling it to you and you sell it back to me, and meanwhile, you know, I'll give you $100 to do this operation. I said, but no one to take this cat. I said, you have to sell the cat outright. Sell it for nothing. Not sell it for nothing. You have to give him $100 to take it. He said, you know, but I know, and you know, says this lady to me, that the reason they're taking $100 from me to quote sell them the cat, and they would not take any money from me had the cat been previously neutered. So apparently they're going to probably neuter the cat. I said, look, you can't tell them to neuter the cat. You can't do it. You're allowed to take this cat. And she has a note from the management of her apartment house that this cat is doing bad things. We want the cat out of here. You show them the letter from the management. I have to get this cat out of here. I'm desperate. You want $100? You take $100 and do what you want. Even though we all understand, had the cat been previously neutered, they wouldn't have asked for $100. So they're likely going to, but who says? They'll be smart. They'll pocket $100 and kill the cat. Who's gonna check up on them? She doesn't want to give the. That's another offer. There's some place. Yeah, give it. We'll kill the cat. She can't bring herself to do that because, you know, she has Rachmanos and the cat was there for some. Yeah, but she may get duped anyway. Yeah, we go $100. Yeah, yeah. They'll go to the backyard and put away the cat and why should they pay $100 to the vet? And that could happen. I don't want to question the ethics of this business practice. You find it not such an ethical cat place, you know. I mean, whatever it is, but it's not obvious that what's going to happen. So therefore, there was no use of Amir Lenachri in that case, and therefore I was told that. What else she going to do? She had no choice. Right? Let's give it a fairish to be killed. This she couldn't bring herself to do. So I gave her that heter. This mamash happened. You shouldn't think it's yesterday. Yesterday. It's not a question from 10 years ago. So when we learned the sugya, so everything seems to come up. Yes, sir.
Why is a female cat more
cow? No, same as a female woman is more cow.
That's only because the guy is mentioned here in the puzzle, but there's no like you wouldn't assume the puzzle is talking about a woman.
So. No. Because the east of Atzcha Lo Sasu is referring to male organs, we said before.
Right.
A female cat has no male organs.
Yeah, but.
I did a little homework yesterday, by the way. What do they do? They do an operation with a knife. But they're now trying, too late for this lady, to be able to get the same result with medicine. It's going to be better for the cat, and not only cat, all kinds of dogs, you name it. I don't want to get involved in the animal rights and the ASPCA, whatever it may be. Yes?
Don't they have medications that they can...
There you go. His father is a human being, OBGYN, but he knows about vets also. He knows everything. He has a fucking
b'chol. I thought there was a medication that actually can make the desires less.
For the cats?
I think even for human beings. I think.
Humans also.
So it's just like the tarnacle, if you cut off the...
Right. That would presumably be mutter. I don't know if such a thing exists. Look it up on the internet. Yes?
For a male human, is it d'oraisa or a bone?
Pashas is d'oraisa.
All right.
Pashas. Yes?
There's a kosher thing that they serve. It's capon. I'm wondering, it's pretty much a chicken that they've done this to. The male chicken.
You want to know, but the evidence, are we allowed to eat the capon?
The chakriwa, there are plenty of places that serve it.
I go to a wedding, they said, you want capon. I said, what's capon? They said, it's chicken. They tell me it's not stump chicken, it's a...
Yes.
Ooh. We have to ask for fish next time. Or maybe even beef. I never knew what's called capon. I asked what do you have? So I asked, yeah, but because I have low cholesterol. I prefer chicken to meat. We have capon. Don't tell me what it means. I don't want to know what it means. It's by me capon is still chicken. I don't tell me what it is. because they're going to ruin my appetite.
Not Kibon, anything else, a chicken in this situation, would that be kosher? Is there any...
Kashrus, yes. It's not a bit so of a veir for you to make a shahakal on the chicken. I don't think it's a problem. Okay, Rabosai. So this is... Now, Rabosai, we have a number of shuvas of Rav Moshe that I want to talk about. Rav Moshe has a whole series of shuvas about these issues, and it's in the... I mean, as many more, but I just have the last chelik here that Rav Moshe published in his lifetime, I should say. It's called Zion in the New Editions. And he has an interesting response in Choshen Mishpat, Chelik Beis, Simon Ayin Gimel, all about many different things. Sivkot and Zion. Let me give us a very brief passage. Goes like this. What happened was, sad story. A woman had an illness. They have to remove the womb. And agav urcha, they normally cut they remove the ovaries, remove the fallopian tubes. Even though it's only a 5% chance to get cancer in those organs, it's an issue of serious. So did I mention, no, there's no issue of serious achaserus when it comes to a woman. Once they're taken away the womb and a hysterectomy, she can't have a child anymore, obviously. There's no issue of serious. Who said so? Shabbos of Kufyut Aleph. Told by Refuah, the Arkona, goes through the entire sugya. And he quotes the Tosfos. V'isha nami lo shayach b'mesaris acha mesaris, then shayach b'sirus. Doesn't mean that it can't be physically. Of course you can take away the womb, as the Chasam Sofer said. Lo shayach in yone sirus, the moch and kosus and nokuk v'chorus, which is found in the Chumash. That's the source of mesaris acha mesaris. And you can't derive it when it comes to a woman. Therefore, there's no easier mesaris acha mesaris when it comes to a woman. And therefore, once you're taking away the womb anyway, it's permissible to take away the fallopian tubes and the ovaries, even though otherwise you wouldn't be so happy. That's another sniff. 5% chance of getting of having cancer. To me, that's the best sniff. Sniff, 5% chance of cancer. It sounds to me, it's a pikuach nefesh mamish. But this is what Rav Moshe has in his tshuva. Fine. Says Rav Moshe, even according to the Gura, there's an Easter deraisa by the Keva. The Easter is Moshchasa. I'm going to need a lashon very much, very important lashon. Mistabra, da shchasa shenema beivori azer velo beivori macherim, mishum shenishchas ayadei zeh inyin holod az bonim. The Keva shenotan mimena harecha bishul sakonas legashim chashivas v'shem hashchasa Almash and Nishuash, the tubes and the ovaries. So it's Tzar v'chavola b'shari v'rea, the Tovos is both. Interesting Kiddush. Even the Guru would ask him at the Raisa, because of Mashchosom, it's only when it's Mashchis. Till now, she could have had a baby, now she can no longer have a baby. She could have a baby anyway, Mashchosom wouldn't apply. Isn't that interesting, Tshuva? This is over here, and again, Choshen Mishpat, Simen, Ayin, Gimel, Os, Zayin. In the same volume, Rabosai, we have a Ebenezer Ezer, Chelik Dalet. And here in Simon Lamed Dalet, interesting, Charlotte, he's writing to Rav Daniel Levy. I'm not sure if he may have been the rabbi of Zurich. I'm not sure if that's really him. He writes other shivas to someone by that name. And he wants to know, a woman is nothing, no other birth control method is going to work. The only possibility is serious. So Rav Moshe writes, I'm very much against Sirius. Sirius is terrible. Use anything else but. I'll be matter. Pills, I'll be matter. Diaphragms, I'll be matter. You name it, I'll be matter it rather than do Sirius. But it's impossible. Absolutely impossible. There's no other answer. So Rav Moshe like this. To get divorced? That's really not an answer either. It's terrible to get divorced. Tzar Guf Gadol, it's terrible. Almost like a real aguna. Then he says as follows. V'lochein, kevan she'af la'agro. What did the Gro say, Rabosai? that Sirus Noshim is Doraisa. The Gro admits, Umachlokas Tanoi Betoros Kohanim Pashas Emor, Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda. Afim name of Tanakama, Nechshav Karabim, the Gabi Rabbi Yehuda, which is unclear. Homatzinu Bigamora, Shekedai Lismok Rabbi Shimon Bishas Atchak. Even though the Yochel connected Rabbim, and the Bach and the Taz hold, even by the Raisin, this is true against the Shach. So therefore, we can rely on Rabbi Yehuda in the Taras Kohanim against the Tanakamo, even if there are Rabbim Chachamim, even by the Raisin, according to the Bach and the Taz. And let's remember, not everyone holds like the Gra. Rabbim Chokim Olof. Rabbim, they're not sure it's the next paragraph. Many hold against it. The Magen Mishnah says no. Potter means, quote of Yehuda says, Ein an akevus besirus. Chiyuva delek oisura ika. What do you see? He holds it's mismite. It means it's a bit of sumis to Rabbanon. Not like the Grah. V'chein mefaresh Rabbeinu Hillel besifra. That's why he has to bring this one up. I don't know if you look at it all now. This one also? Okay. Moshe is a bucky and Pierce Rabbeinu Hillel on the Sifra. Wow. When did it come out? This is, he has askamas from major people over here. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, the Briskerov. Wow. This is not stam. Okay. When did it come out? Came out in 1960. I don't know if it was ever out before that. Sounds like not. I guess Rav Moshe has, no. Rav Moshe wrote the tshuva. What year did he write the tshuva? 1980. It was already out 20 years. So Rav Moshe must have had this. It appears for Rabbeinu Hillel. I'm embarrassed. Who is Rabbeinu Hillel? We can see about it in some of his biography is in the beginning. I just Rabbeinu Hillel, Rebbe Yochel, Me'eretz Yavon, was printed for the first time ever, and has that goes from the Gra. That's the Gra at it. Wow. Then he has a Horace from Rav Hutna. How'd that happen? Oh. There's a Kovet Zahoras and Kuntra Zahoras al Sifra of Arayim Barash Mishans. That was the previous edition. Migodol Echa the Rotsa Be'ilim Shemo. That wants to be anonymous. Then he has some big letters. For no the Besharim Shemachabu Baron Agoin Rav Yitzchak Hutna, that's all. I guess it was only put out after it passed away. And guess who printed it? Chaim Berlin. Printed in 2004. I guess that after.
He's a student of Rashi.
A student of Rashi.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Really? Yeah. Student of Rashi. Wow. Let's see. Hamachaber. Hold on. Who was he? The Rash Mishans quotes him. Sabbath, he was very early. Rash Mishans.
11th century.
Right. Because Rash Mishans is the time of the Rebbe in the town. Okay, so he was obviously an early person. Okay, very good. Now, let's see what he says. Let's see about who he is. Let's see what he says. We are in Parshas Emor. We say Per Zion at the end. Rabbeinu Hillel, the Rav Moshe quotes, says as follows. What did Rabbeinu Hillel say? Rabbeinu Hillel b'sifra Tanakama. Let me read you what he says. I find the right place over here. Yeah. Minayach in the kevus b'sirus. Klomar. Sharmesaris in the kevus chayev. Whoa! Chayev! Not like the Gra. Chayev is a chayev malchus. Kekad the Tony b'scharim. Tamil Lomar. Ki moshchosom kol midi de barmashchesu in the kevun nami. Isirso Habiba Ashkasa the Sultan El Yolda, Chaim Malkus, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bahem Vachule, Kolomar, Lochik Sid Bahem in the Kavis, the Mashra Bahem, So according to Rabbi Yehuda, goes from one extreme to the other. According to Tanakama, Mamish, what? Yechayev Malkus. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't exist. Against the Groh! Because the Groh is what? The Mashchasam is a separate entity. Isa Deraisa without Malkus. And here it says in Rabbeinu Hillel, no! It's derived from Mashchasam Bahem, and you get Malkus for it. Like our oldest youth, remember we have our oldest Pesukim? It's included in Zayin, remember? It's included in Lo Sasam. This is Pshat of Rabbeinu Hillel. It's Mamish against the Groh. Not only is there Rabbeinu Hillel against the Groh, but guess what? There's a Tosefta Mefurish against the Groh. That's real problems. That's real, real problems. I'm looking at the Groh over here. Groh says, the brackets here, but this. Groh didn't change the gear, sir. I'm reading from a Tosefta Rabosai, Makis, Perik Dalid, Halacha Dalid. Makis. Have a little Makis ever? That's often a Tosefta Makis. I read it to you. Havisaris is a Odom, is a Behemo. Besachayev is a Oaf, Ben Gdola, Ben Tana, Ben Schor, Ben Akevis, Harez a Chayev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mesaris is a Schor of Chayev, Besan Akevis, Potter. What does Potter mean? What does Potter mean? Usually Potter Avalasar. The problem here is a Chayev, against the Groh. Ben Hill against the Groh, no. I argued with the Rishon, but this is the Tosefta. What will the Groh do with this? So this Kasha, it's a good Kasha. No? It's a very good Kasha against the Groh from enough in the Tosefta and Makis. A very serious problem. So before we get to that problem, I go back to Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe wants to be making on this channel. Okay. The kids are of Osai. There is a Taz. There are Moshe quotes. That seems to say that no Easter at all when it comes to the Kavis. It's the Das Yochi, we don't follow that. But in any event, the problem is all the Groh do with the Tosefta. Where did I see this Kasha? In a very interesting Sefer called Sefer Asya. It's a medical journal. This is Halacha Refuah. It's called Volume Yud. And I found this question was asked, a very good question, by a Rav Dr. Halperin. Very big Talmud Chacham was a doctor. And he asked this kasha over here. Page 254. Havanosa shall like Rabbi Das Tanakama, Shemesaris and Akeva Eno Chai Malkus, Elapota Vyosim and Atorah, we saw. It's against enough in the Tosefta. Enough in the Tosefta. So, what do you do with this? I'll read it in Tosefta. I'd like to read it one more time. Just to make sure we're not making a mistake. He quotes it, I think he quotes it perfectly accurately. Echad Zachorah Bechad Akevos Chayev. Chayev. Chayev has to be Malkus, no? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mesaris is Zachorah Chayev. But then the Kevos Potter. How else to get out of this one? What will the Groh do with this? It says in the bottom of the Mitzvah Shmuel, Os Nun. It says, look in the Groh. Kosel the Tanakama Potter ben Akevis, Vitzarachi and Mitosef Tezu. Says, look what I wrote in Yevamis, Sof Perikhes. Maybe we'll find an answer there, but the Mitzvah Shmuel has this kasha. Very clear. It's printed in the bottom of every Tosef, the kasha on the Groh. Rabbo say, open up your Gemara. We haven't opened the Gemara yet today. We'll get there, hopefully. But let's just take a look at the back. There's a Mitzvah Shmuel, Sof Perikhes. the Tosefta, maybe give some kind of an answer. Some of the gross in hot water. So Perek Ches. It's for sure. I don't see anything here. Hold on. Mitzvah Shmur. Ah, he also wrote the Minchas Bikurim. Same author. Ha! He said, look what I wrote. Look at the Minchas Bikurim. Minchas Bikurim. So perikens. I don't know. We have over here not the so perikens. I have in Gimel. Perikens. Halacha. Gimel. There it says, "Hamasar says Charam Chayvus in the Kevitz Potter." It says Chayv Malkus Potter Avalasim. Who's speaking over here? Rabbi Yehuda. As Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no Tana Kama here. So I don't know what else he wrote. Did he write the Shiori Mincha too? Maybe it's also him.
I have
Mitzvah Shmuel, right? Yeah, I have Mitzvah Shmuel, it's just a few, one or two words. I don't see much over here. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure to what he refers. Oh. If he wrote the Shari Mincha, then I know what he's talking about. It's huge on page Chaf. Oh, he's Tzarech and Dirmi Hagon Agra. Here we go. It's here. Look at that. It must be this. Must be him too. Shari Mincha. You see it? You have the same edition that I have. It's page Chaf, column 1, 2/3 of the way down. Sarachin Dibri Agon Hagura. The last one in the line is Hagura. Okay. B'mechilas kvo toroso haroma. Shakasa of the Guaro. The Rambam Poskatana Kama Shibit Toros Kohana. Rak ein ben Malkus came from Nichlu Belos Hasei Delo Sasu. For the Fonecha Behedra. Dibri Tanakama. Ben Skorim Ben Akevas Ischayev. Hepech Devarov. Where's he quoting from the Tosefta? Take a look. Here, a few lines up. With the sefta, Malkus Perek Dalet, I'm a saris to Adam, Vesa Behemah, Vesa Chayav, Vesa Of, Ben Gdol, Ben Tan, Ben Tchom, Ben Akevus, Hareza Chayav. If you don't, Mehmet Saras, Tchom, Chayav, Tchom, Potter, you see, Klar, at the Ramam Hol, Tanakam, is Chayav, Ben Akevah, Yehuda Potter, Abel Osir, and he passed the Gav Yehuda, and the Gros is a Pele. What a great kasha. So it's right here in front of you. Those of all of the Olds of all the Gemaras, it's right here. Goes on and on and on and on and on, but I don't see a Terence. You know what? I need some more time to look at this. So remind me tomorrow morning to give a look at this. I'll put a bookmark here. This is where I was a bookmark. I'll be able to remember to look in here. Okay, bookmark. Everybody else, remind me. Bookmark. In the Shari Mincha, okay? If you find a Terence, let me know. Okay. Rabbi Sai, here in this Sefer Asya, he tries to give a teretz, but I don't know if the teretz really does the trick. He writes as follows, Rabbi Halperin. Yitochen, he says, Hatosefta b'makas aliv Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, hamachayev isha b'mitzvahs peruru, and therefore, when it comes to isha's potter, bunch of sugya b'mishachas Shabbos holds, that's serious as mutter the Rabban and the Rashba. That's according to the Chachamim. So there's no right from Tosefta against the Gro. As he's the Rashba writes in Shabbos that serious for an Isha is mutter. Mutter. How can it be? It's against the Tosefta. Tosefta says it's potter. Must be that depending on whether Rabbi Yochanan is broke or not. That's what he answers. My problem with this answer is as far as whether the it's potter or mutter in the case of an isha. With is it potter or mutter? according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Tanna Kamma, it says Chayev. So why should that depend on Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? So that's, I'm still don't fully understand on page 254 what the answer fully is. I'm just bringing it to your attention, Rabbi Osai, a very serious question, but Linetta will try to look at it a little bit more tomorrow. But now we come again to Rabbi Moshe's fascinating tshuva. That was Simon Lama Dalad, Pshat Zatzchak Godel is making. There's another tshuva. Simon Lama Beis, Rabbi Osai. Sirus or Isha. What about if it's reversible? A reversible operation. So he writes a letter as follows. Even though it's reversible, it's still awesome midoraisa. Right now, you did Sirus. The fact you can reverse it does not take away from Yisra Daraisa, Bishaito. Chiddush Rav Moshe. Very important Chiddush. In other words, what's the problem? It's only reversible through another operation. So right now you were Misaris. Now you're going to undo it. Big deal. Meanwhile, you didn't use the rice. Ad kan Rav Moshe, Simon Lamed Beis, Siv Katon, Aleph. What's the case that Rav Moshe is talking about? The case is what do they do? What do they do in those days? How can you have a reversible operation? You take out the uterus, you can't bring it back, put it back again. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put the uterus back together again. So what's the case?
If they tie
the fallopian tubes, very good. If they tie the tubes, and by the way, when they tie the tubes, as a rule, they cut the tubes. They don't like to say that. They call it tying the tubes. Many women who have a lot of children, they say, yeah, you're ready, open already, I'll tie the tubes. Which means they cut the tubes. Can you re-suture the tubes together? Assuming yes. Rav Moshe doesn't matter. These are the rights anyway. But now, Rav Moshe, I have some other new literature for you, which I think you'll find fascinating. I have here some articles from later Asyas about other systems to do the same thing differently. Two articles written by a husband and wife team, a power couple, Harav Yoel Katan and Dr. Chana Katan. Anyone know these people personally? No? So he is the editor of HaMayan. Remember we had about him at the Gayer story? And actually I called him about one of these things and he spoke to me very, very nicely. We said we met once at a pool conference or something. Okay. She's an OBGYN, he's a Rav. So I can't give the exact, this is printed out for me from the Asya, which is online. I can't say exactly what it is, but the original article is entitled New Kinds of Contraceptives. Pick a case, silicon. They put silicon into the fallopian tube, and that would block the tube. He writes over here, and so Moshe would be molded, it's okay. There you cut. So you have to put it back together again. Here, the suggestion is made. It's, you know, he calls it like you put a moch pnimi. That's a mushroom that they give. You put a very deep moch, and you just remove the moch. That's not called serus. So suggest these authors. It's a possibility. This is in this article, which I'll leave for you. Yes?
No, that last time Rabbi just said, it seems more like, let's see, Rabbi, when we did the Rebbe mentioned, I don't remember all the different techniques. Rebbe mentioned one of them, which is very high up into the body, like one of the birthdays, one of the type of.
That's totally different. That's a cervical cap or maybe even a diaphragm. But this is something different. This is all the way in. This is a surgical procedure to put silicon in the fallopian tubes. You can't just do this from the outside. But guess what? In this subsequent article, right, it said people stopped using these things. Oh, tell them what it was. The original one was written in Iyar Tovshin Nun Zayin. That's where they spoke about this silicon. Now, years later, they're saying there's a new system called Ishur, E-S-S-U-R-E. What does it mean? It's a Kfitz Katantan. When I grew up, Katantan was that little guy on the to fall into the chopped liver. Tanta was a little kid's a hero. But apparently it means very, very small. So it's a small, tiny, mini spring. You put it over there. What happens? And it's made from some neutral material, something which is used by the cardiologists. What happens? The spring starts to expand, and then it fills up the entire fallopian tube. And then what happens? After a while, what happens is it causes gedilat rikmat salaktit, scab tissue. After a few weeks, the scab tissue so semis lemaseh kol chalala chatzotra beizor aslil, and therefore it's absolutely impossible to become pregnant. What's it over here? He says it's a grumma. It's a grumma. And grumma, there's room to be somewhat more lenient when it comes to grumma. Yes?
Is it really a grumma, or is it? Because it sounds like to me like you're actually killing the tissue almost. I mean, that's what's the difference between that and taking it out? You're just killing it and leaving it in.
No, he doesn't say kill tissue. He says you scab forms and blocks.
No.
The tissue on the outside is still maybe perfect, but it's blocked in the middle, so you just can't get through. Blocked. A fascinating exchange between these authors, the Katans, and the editor, Rav Halperin, Shalita. He writes to them, Gam Sirus Pigramu Sirus. Come on, man. What do you accomplish? You made it grama. Grammas also, we saw that. Didn't we see that? Didn't we see it in the Shulchan Aruch? Grammas B'Sirus is also us. It's more kal, yes. Therefore, you paskins, from the pure halachic perspective, the diaphragm is better than this Ishur if they're equal on a medical level. They write back. He says it's more chomer not only than a diaphragm, it's even more chomer than a condom. Whee! Writes Rabbi Katan back. Yes, you're right, Rabbi Halperin, that certain cases, then we should think about diaphragm and condom. Yeah. But if it's going to be forever, better to have serious, a one-time serious with Derech Grama, rather than have perennial potential problems every time it's a tashmish with the diaphragm or with the condom. If Yani is daiti, make a pshara. Diaphragm, we could be more makel, because that we saw so many coolest. Condom, that's already much more chama. Those who were here last month know what I'm talking about. This giving is an exchange. Fine. In searching for this, I decided to call up my mechutin. My mechutin is a doctor, OBGYN, fertility specialist, in Ottawa, Canada, named Dr. Klayman. He has partnered with a chashav rav from Ottawa named Rav Ben Parat in many articles in Asia. I said, you ever write about this? He said, guess what? We just wrote it now. It hasn't been printed yet. I'll email it to you. Wow. So I have here, it was a 12-page article. I printed out 2 pages. If you want to get the rest, I'm sure I can get it for you somehow or other. Page 6. Before we get to page 6, in this footnote 5, which is way back on the previous page, quotes of Sfas Emes on the Sugan Shabbos Kuf Yud, who says, don't think that the Easter of Sirus is purely functional to prevent someone who could have children from having, and I can no longer have children. The counterproof was very simple. Misares, acha misares. Chayev. So you can't say it's purely to avoid a, because he couldn't have a child even before that. That's an introduction. But back to the main part over here, quotes a fascinating tshuva. Cheshev or Eifod. That's the Rav of Padua from England. The Malcolm Sakana, Carl the Sakana, we can remount this serious in a caver. Many say it's only the Rabbanon. Then, refuah without sakonat, even that's okay. Why? Because there are many women who have some problem over there. They have to remove the organs. Lo shamana me'olam. To worry about Sirus. And don't say pikuach nefesh, there are other alternatives. We never heard taking the cheshbon. There's a silik mishim Sirus. That's his proof. What do you mean that we never heard of it? We heard of it right now. He gives an inch fascinating. Look what he says, something fascinating. Rav Padua. Af im no marshal adas agro isus Sirus benashim ubedaraisa. Mikomako. Hovel ve'eino elam mikradu mashchasa. Eino osir ala Sirus shal hashchasa. Ukshat Sirus ulerefuasa. Eino bechlal zeh. Wow. Wow! What's he saying? When it comes to cutting with a knife, Svasemis is right. Don't give me any logic. There's a cost. Finished. When it comes to something which is not with a knife, these kind of other, or the nekeva, even a knife with a nekeva is only based on mashchasim. Those particular organs which are delineated in the Torah Kadosh don't apply to a female. Then it's only you have to look at it from the broader perspective. And since this woman has to be done for medicinal reasons, then it's permissible. Wow. That's quite a statement. That's amazing. Cheshev or Eifod. So the Mechutin and his rabbi friend say, I'm sorry, rabbi, you're against the Gemara. The Gemara Daf Kuf Yud says, Beferish, that if it's even for a fua, it's prohibited. Tremendous cash. According to what I said to you before, I want to give a teretz to Rabbi Padua. Why does our Gemara say it's usur and Rabbi Padua said it's mutter? Simple. Rabbi Padua is going within the system of mashchasa. We said before, our Gemara doesn't hold for mashchasa. Our Gemara never quoted mashchasa. So Al Gemara says it's Baratcha Mosasu or bust or nothing. So whatever is going to be us, it's going to be us no matter what. And that's why I said there's no heter of refuah. I told you yesterday, my teretz was based on a quote the Minchas Chinuch that the Psak Halacha, like the Gra, is Mashchasim, is a separate prohibition. And once it's a separate prohibition, then Rav Padua's Svara makes sense. And the Rabbah may hold this way. It's only also Kadeh L'Sarso. But Kadeh Raposo, and maybe the Yisra wouldn't apply. That's why I want a possible suggestion to answer that tremendous kasha that they have against Rav Padua. Oh. With me so far? So far, so good. Now there's a Gra. The Gra, I mentioned this very briefly yesterday. I want to go into a little bit more detail now. The Gra in Simon Hay, we read this for yesterday, Sivkotten. Chaf Hei and Sivchot and Chaf Ches. Today is Chaf Tes. What's Chaf Tes? The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel. Harei Shekofa Esa Odna V'Shisa V'Osa Kelev. We read this yesterday. One of the sources is found. Where do we see it? I read this to you yesterday from something in the Sefer itself, in the Gemara itself. No? May I read it for the Minchas Chinuch? That's what we read. Read it on the screen for the Minchas Chinuch. So we don't have it on the screen anymore. But you saw it yesterday, right? Ad shasu kushafa, you stick the dog on him. Osha oshivu b'mayim o b'sheleg. Ad shivotel mimenu evore tashmish. En aloke for la koresu makasmas. This is called grum. Says the gra. Kol she'enu nogea b'evore hazera. En aloke. V'ayin be'er hagola. Be'er Gola was the Vilna Gaon's ancestor. The Be'er HaGola gives sources. Rambam. Have a Magid Lohevi Me'ayin Yotzalo does that. We saw it in Menchus Chinuch. Where does it come from? Menchus didn't like it. Said it was wrong. Asiya Huda Asa Grama Mutter. Mefurish Mor Shabbos Kuf Chaf. But when it comes to Losas Mekein Lashem Elokeichem. Kom Alocha Losasu. Hu Adonami Bi'atzcha Losasu. He didn't think the Rambam was wrong. Says the Be'er HaGola, When he is daiti shalomdu mi mishnu mi amer mer damaroi besanhedrin ayin vav amid beis. Says the Gra, what's a lomar? Mi de matzvachinan sham o lirabos es hametzamtzei. What's metzamtzei? You want to kill somebody, but you don't want to kill them. So you went to go swimming. And he goes swimming, goes underwater, and you just put your hand there. What do I do wrong? He went under the water. I didn't put him under the water. I'm at Samtse. The Xeris are caused of O, Chayav Misa. Were it not for that, in other areas of Aloha, you're at Samtse. You're not Chayav for whatever other Aveya you did. Get the pressure from the Gra that what's happening over here, what? Hoshivu b'mayim b'shelag at shivatam b'nevaray tashmish. Which means, if I understand the Gra correctly, he went into the water. He had to come out a minute later. I don't put his head under the water, I kill him. I keep his body under the water. So now his body, his lower body, let's say, is in the water, the freezing water or in the snow for a long period of time till the Zevarim are knocked out. So I understand from the Gra, he's bringing a raya. What? Which half is he bringing a raya to? The Rambam said two things. Ain lo kachi saris biado, rola kosa makas maris. Which way is he bringing a raya? How did you learn? Lechiyav, the Israel or the Ptur? I think the Ptur, right? It says, not in either, or Rebun Rambam's Mitzamtzeim. So everywhere else, Mitzamtzeim is Takapotter. That's how I understood the Gra. You with me so far? Comes along this mimer over here, which is yet to see the light of day, but I have it here, page 8. He assumes that Siris Nekeva is Derech Groma, is Mutter, because he assumes that Kol Shel Ikrin is like Groma. That's the assumption of this whole mimer. Kol Shel Ikrin is like Groma. Oh. Then he quotes this Rambam. Okay, quotes the Bera Gola, quotes the Gra. Fine. Then he quotes, of all places, the Birchas Shmuel, Rav Baruch Ber, Baba Kamen Simel Amates, quotes of all people, the Brisker Rav. I brought it here with me to show it to you. It's here. The Birchas Shmuel, Baba Kamen. It's a very yeshivish and safer, you know. And the Simel Amates. He always quotes Reb Chaim. I don't know how often he quotes Reb Brisker Rav. I'm sorry. He's not used to seeing this in his forum. But it's true. It's really here. He writes like this. Sha'alti pi ha'goyen ha'amiti ha'tzadik ha'bezen de'brisk neri yor shlita. Brisker Rav. As opposed to Reb Chaim, he quotes, you know, Zatzal, you know, Rebbe Barori. Does he guess the son? Veheshivli, Rabbi Melechus Shabbos and Mechikas Hashem, Abiru the Din Biyodayim Udin Ba Gavra. Not surprisingly, a brisker answer. Gavra. Tahaina de Loosa Avera Mixeras Akosa de Losasa Melochim. Okay. Fine. You have to be a dime. You have to do it your own hands. Lo Dabi Din Ba Chefza. No. No, Asiyas Havera, and then in the Gavra, no Malach. Fine. Then he quotes Aramba. Brisker Rav quotes Aramba. Perk Tazayin is Rabbi Alochi Yud Beis. This then. Hinei Vada, he says the Brisker Rav. V'l'inyan Ritzicha im Hoshiv al Gabe Sheleg Umeis Chayav Misa. Umeish Nahoch al Gabe Sirus. I thought I knew the answer. The Gra. Look what the Brisker Rav says. Asi Shapir. Gabi Rotseach leka din biyadayim exeras hakosuf. Ela binyan din biyadayim rakidei shi mikocho. And mushalom mikocho was potter. So therefore, it's biyadayim by Ritzicha. Im hosho le gabi shalig lemeis. I don't know if you knew about the Gra. He could be learned hoshiv, not that you kept him there, you put him there. I spoke to Saris to be in a Maisa Begavra Migdaras Akosov. Even Mikocho, you're not Chayev, to do a Maisa Biadayim. So Shiva Gabe Sheleg, Lek akoponim din maisis sius begufo lochi potur. Ad kan divri agon amiti agar abezn brisk shlita. So here in this mimer, okay, I'm just reading it from the mimer. B'milim acheres, they're trying to give different words to this. He's saying like this. When it comes to Ritzicha Rabosai, even Groma is awesome. When it comes to Sirus, you have to do it with your hands. And therefore it's considered to be Derek Groma if you put him under the water or under the snow. He puts it over here. It's a totsah shel talich mismasheich. He's putting together the briskura with the gra. I'm not sure if it goes together. That's what he's doing. Then the bottom line. Nintel lefizeh. Shigabe isha sheitiru etz lasirus b'derach shel grama. Who said so? Who said so? You know who said so? He said so. Why? He says kol shalikur is mutter because of grama. Who said that's true? See soon. Im ein kan maise sirus b'derach shel maise b'yadayim b'vari ha'olodo. And in the footnote 35, it says, look in Asya about Ishur. And he says as follows. He says he's right to be materit. Why? It doesn't happen right away. It's considered to be grama. But that happens later on, it's considered to be in the grama. And he quotes the Zerah Emes, and the Chashabas, it's that way. Is this really true? I tell you the truth, the whole thing is a big chiddush to me. Everything here is a chiddush. The whole thing here to me is one big chiddush. Pashtus, Rabbi Osai. The Minchas Chinuch said that the Baragola learned the Isser from Sanhedrin, not the Ptur from Sanhedrin. That's what the Minchas Chinuch asked. If you recall, Ritzicha is different because Ritzicha is result oriented. Everyone understands that if you're gonna cause someone to be killed, of course you're a bum. We suggest that maybe Sirius is the same thing, but it's going the other direction than the Gra is going. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Seems to me, I want to say Mitzamtzem is not a Maisa at all. Nothing to do with grama. I didn't do anything. It's a gezeras hakasa when it comes to Ritzicha, I'm chayv anyway. Nothing to do with grama. A grama, I did something, which causes a sirus later on. Nothing to do with kosher liquor on both sides. What will happen? Watch this. The guy has a coast. Boom! It's so powerful. In 1 second, his Avram stopped working. What do you say? He says, that's not grum, happen right away. I say, it's mutter anyway. The head has nothing to do with grum. Not only that, but according to my Rebbe, it seems to me, it's takanata grum. I will quote to you over here, I brought it with me. Be'ikve hatzon, Rav Shechta Shalita, has a piece, Simon Zion, and the Simon Zion is entitled Maisa Groma B'Melech HaShabbos. And he quotes from the Rav Zichrono Livracha, Im HaKoach HaAcher Pol B'Osu Shoh Mamish Shana Moses Pulosu Shalom. Starts right away. It's considered to be a Maisa. It's not called the Groma. This is the Machlokas Rashi and Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin. I'm not going into all the details right now. And if Shechta Shlita tries to bring a raya to the Rav Yisod from what he calls Gedolei Aposkim. He has a Ktsos and a Nesivis and a Rav Chaim and a Dvar. He has a whole series of Chazanish, a whole page Memhei, to demonstrate this point. That being the case, it's Takanata Grama because it starts right away. You put it in the spring, boop, starts right away. I thought there's another reason to say it's mutter. Because you didn't do anything wrong. You just made a blockage. Blockage is not included in the category of Sirus. Sirus is just a blockage. That's what I thought. Sirus means you're cut. Therefore, it's comparable to Kol Shel Ikrim, not because they're both grama. Neither is grama. Kol Shel Ikrim will be mut even if it's happening right away. And here it starts right away. A totally different heter. Hatzad Hashava Shebehem. There's no cutting. No cutting when it comes to a woman. It's mutter. That's what I wanted to say. Yes, sir.
But even by a man, it doesn't necessarily need to be a cutting, right?
So. Oh, I want to know. So I wanted to, who said that? It has to be cutting?
The Pasuk kind of says, not necessarily a cut.
Cut, crushing, you mean?
Yeah.
Cutting or crushing.
So like, I don't know what the equivalent by a woman would be. I don't know if that. Yeah,
but it has to be something. I would say something. It has to be an action which is, you know, a right-on action which cuts or crushes, with the organs. That's a problem. But this something more sophisticated. And according to the Chazon Ish, the Kol Shel Ikrim is affecting the nervous system, not even affecting the Eivarim at all. And even we say over here, Kol Shel, the case of. Of our case, of the Yishur, which obviously affects the reproductive organ, the fallopian tube, but it's only making a blockage. Here I've also come to my last point for today, which is bent back in the Sefer Asya, something called an endometrial ablation. Very common nowadays. They call it ablatia, of course. There are 25 pages written about this. If you have time, from 248 to 274. I think it's 27 pages to be precise. Rabbi Halperin writes first, then the Dr. Robinson, then a response. He writes over here, he thinks that an endometrial ablation is serious mamish. What does an ablation mean? What do the words mean? They somehow get rid of the endometrial lining, which is the lining of the uterus. How do they do it? There are 4 or 5 or 10 different ways to do it. Like, yeah, so many ways to do it. They have over here an interesting, they got a lot of English articles. What are they? Funny. In endometrial ablation, year 2000, do we have more methods than indications? There's so many methods. They can do it with lasers. They can do it with heat. They can do it with freezing. They can do it with you name it. There's so many different ways to do this. How should we say? Not to skin the cat, but to skin the uterus. A lot of different ways to do it. And the question is, what's the halach? So, I'm not 100% sure that's the same as cutting. You're not emasculating. You're not cutting. You are, in effect, what do you want to call it, peeling? Ablating, if there's such a verb. You're taking away a certain lining. What's the halach? In the middle of all this, they throw in an amazing sheet there, Rav Osai. You know, we'll see later in the Gemara in Yevamos, there's an Isra of Psua Daka and Kuz Shafa Leyova Bekal Hashem. Not a question of the action, the question of after something is done, they're no longer allowed to marry. I always assume that's only for males. Quotes a Das Yochid over here, unbelievable Das Yochid. Of Rabbi David Aramor. Rabbi David Aramor, they say, is quoted over here in the back of the Franklin Rambam. They have what's called the Sefer HaLikutim. And in Perek Tezayin, which we learned, the Sefer HaLikutim, they quote as follows. Hamasaris and the Keva. Aval Isa Bia Bekol. Pshita sheshneim shovim vaboleo to an akeva what serious loke. What? This is absolutely wild. There's nobody in history who ever said this. A female psuadaka? The Mechaschina quotes it in a tough kuf nun test. Rabbi Vadi quotes it and says, we don't bask in this way. Yeah. We'll get to that. I don't want to get involved in the details now. We'll get to Pesuah Daka Shikha later on. But I just want to point it out to you before I forget. So Rabbi Halperin throws this in as an extra churma not to do these ablations. He's very much against the ablations. It's terrible. He has a different substitute for it. Don't do ablations. I have a Mirena, IUD, which will stop the bleeding. They do it often. They do ablations to stop bleeding. Oh. Comes along Dr. Robinson and says, wait a minute. It's not a psychratia. 1% of women who have endometrial ablations can become pregnant afterwards. As long as it's not a psychratia, it should be mutter. At 263, gives you the statistic, 1%. On 262, in passing, he says, well, anyway, over here, we should say it's nakadei l'sarso. It's not for that purpose. And according to the Rambam, it's nakadei l'sarso is mutter. I don't know. I learned the Rambam only said it with respect to kosher liquor. They were assuming it's like serious mamish. I don't think the Mechas Chinuch seems to maybe say that even a serious mamish would be mutter according to the Rambam if it's nakadei l'sarso. But Pashas is only talking about kosher liquor. So I'm not happy with page 262 here in the footnote 3. But I'm just letting you know, that's what he said. I think the Mechas Chinuch may be actually on his side. Maybe. He quotes also a post from Samaches. Maybe hold that way as well. But the big problem is, he said, oh, so that's true, because you don't intend to cause the infertility. But if you're tying the tubes, even though there's a 1% chance of becoming pregnant anyway, that's awesome. That's not a psychratia. That's mechavi mamish. Comes Rabbi Halpern in response, I don't have time to go into it in detail, and says, no. He thinks that removing the endometrial lining is not a psychratia which causes infertility. The act itself causes the infertility. He writes as follows. He's doing an act of heres ririt harechem, of destroying the lining. And if he succeeds, should be completely impossible to have a child. Doesn't always succeed. That's called a dava shenim. That's not called dava shenim miskavim psychration. That's miskavim mamish. But he concedes that according to a yesh mefarshim in the Ritva and Shabbos on daf kuf lamed gimel lamed alf, and according to a rash and kilayim, Perek Tes Mishnah Beis, even that's considered to be a miskavim. You're putting on certain garments in order to avoid taxes, the customs of the border, right? Or a case where someone's cutting off doing a milah to avoid a baharis. I'm not going into all the details. So Rabosai, they seem to all be assuming that ablation is considered serious with a knife. I guess they consider it to be a removal of a something, even if it's not a knife, if it's a laser, if it's cold, it's all the same thing. Even if they're right, closing it up with silicone or with a scab, seems to me, is much more calm. We'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue with Siyat HaShemayah. 11 o'clock tomorrow.